Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll free, 877-TAP-COINS, that's 877-TAP-COINS, or for the phones that don't have the letters on them, 877-827-2646. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. And Coins Plus can always be reached through our website at coinsplus.com, where our previously recorded radio shows are available for download or listening. As most of you are well aware, we are closed today. We took a four-day weekend, April 2nd through the 5th. And April 6th and 7th, Monday, Tuesday, we will be lightly staffed. So we would ask a favor. If you have a significant business to conduct, feel free to call or come on in. If you have a lot of questions and stuff you want answered, if it's possible to wait until after the 7th, we would be happy to help you then. Or if you just if you're looking to do some investing, maybe you could find it within yourself to just trust us and let us build a portfolio for you. That's what we do. Just to kind of clarify our reputation, we've been in business well over 10 years. The president of Coins Plus, myself, I'm previously was a regional manager of Bank of America for quite a while, almost a decade. I've been Series 6 and 7 licensed. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Mathematics and Statistics and a lot of collegiate education in economics, master's level economics. And along with just a lot of financial background, a lot of banking experience, a lot of real estate corporation experience, and a variety of this, that, and the other thing. I've been divinely and providentially placed into a position of that's very beneficial to my Christian audience during some hard economic times. We feel incredibly blessed to be here. The overall goal of Coins Plus is to offer honest and fair pricing and guidance. As we discussed last week, our website on the homepage has a little consumer alert there telling you to watch out for bait and switch pricing on the internet, to watch out for failure to deliver issues, and to watch out for numismatic coin overpricing. Now, I also clarify the numismatic issue with the fact that it doesn't mean all numismatic coins are bad. It just means that they're a vehicle by which commission-driven companies they use them as a vehicle to overprice. Now, there's nothing wrong with commission salespeople. However, if you go to a stockbroker, which I would say you'd be insane at this point to do, but it's the only example we have, they make a few percent. That's what Coins Plus does. The difference between Coins Plus and a stockbroker is a stockbroker sells you a stock. They never have to own the stock. They never have to inventory the stock. At Coins Plus, we have to purchase and own all the metals before you get them. We have to put up all the money. And so the few percent that we make is actually, a lot of it goes into overhead. And we do take the risks of the short terms, ups and downs. I know sometimes people use the philosophy, they say, well, if you own 1,000 ounces of gold and it goes down, you can hang on to it till it goes up. Well, that's true, but I also have to buy and sell every single day. You are my customer. You tell us when to buy and you tell us when to sell. If you come in with 1,000 ounces of gold or whatever, 100 ounces of gold, and gold's up $100 that week, I buy your gold at full fair market price. If gold's down $200 an ounce and you want to buy gold, I sell you gold. I don't say, no, I'm not selling today, or no, I'm not buying today. I only want to buy and sell on the days that are favorable for me and disfavorable for you. You wouldn't do business with me very long. So the philosophy that you can hang on assumes that customers don't mind being taken advantage of, and it also assumes that we have unlimited capital, and if we buy metal and the metal continues to go down, we can just keep continuing to buy and hold on and never sell a thing until it goes back up. Well, everyone should know that no business has an endless supply of money, and they should also realize that precious metals cost a lot of money to inventory. So we do take risk on a daily basis. We've had some incredibly rough weeks over the years, and we've had some good weeks as well. Unfortunately, people have a pretty good gut for things. They seem to buy at the bottoms and sell at the tops, and therefore the few percent that we charge does a nice job of overcompensating for that. We also, you know, the primary emphasis of what we're doing here right now is we do specialize in rare coins. We're very knowledgeable, incredibly knowledgeable in rare coins. We recommend people sell exotic rarities or highly collectible coins and trade them for precious metals-based investments. At Coins Plus, we believe that we win when you win. Our primary goal is to give you, like we said, fair, honest pricing and guidance, but also to give you products that are going to grow in value. Now, if any of you have intentionally or unintentionally been caught up with some of these marketing services that overcharge, there's one in particular on the radio. A prime example is they'll be selling 20 francs at 50, 20 francs as if they're pre-33 numismatic non-confiscatable gold, and they'll sell them at 50% over what they're worth. And what they are is they're a bullion coin. They're fine. They're fine to have. The main issues that we have with them, as an example, is number one, they were confiscatable. They're a foreign gold coin. All foreign gold coins were confiscated. U.S. coins were not. Number two, they're an odd weight, 0.1867 troy ounces. Number three, they don't say they're gold anywhere on them. And number four, they don't say what kind of gold or the purity of gold that's in them or the content of gold that's in them. But some of these companies out there use them to kind of knock you off balance. The goal of these companies, as I've discussed on my website, bait and switch pricing, which is the low ball bullion pricing to get you to wire the money so the salesman can get on the phone and push you into numismatic coins. And again, there's nothing wrong with the numismatic coins. It's just an arena that they tend to severely overprice. Number two is failure to deliver. Number three is numismatic coin overpricing. So they imply that, like, for an example, 20 francs are a rare coin, and they charge you 50% more than the gold content. They imply that there's a fifth ounce of gold in there when there's really less than that. It takes 5.5 of them to make an ounce. But all I'm really asking you is be wise and be aware. That's all we're asking. If you're looking to get into the precious metals, what we've done at Coins Plus, we've tried to create an environment of honesty, integrity, and professionalism, and an extremely fair, competitive national pricing. We expect you to use our expertise, realize that we do this for a living, and that we will build a very significant, respectable portfolio for you. We will sell you the same thing that we'd want to have ourselves. You can contact Coins Plus at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll free, 877-TAP-COINS. That's 877-TAP-COINS or 1-877-827-2646 or through our website at coinsplus.com. Please remember again, today we are closed. I apologize for that, but every once in a while we need to get a break. We're always in the market for phenomenal employees. We've picked up a few over the years. So if you know someone who knows coins and jewelry well and they're a believer and they have the highest levels of integrity and can make it through an extensive background check, send them our way. So now let's talk about the real world a little bit. I'm here to cheer you up. Things are bad and they're getting worse rapidly. And you know what's happened to America, folks? We have gotten programmed for what I call 6-second sound bites, which is why people like Ron Paul can't make it in an election. What that means is that we want instant entertainment. We want short, abrupt information. We don't want to think deep. We don't want to analyze things that spark emotion, and they create anxiety because we become aware of injustice and we want to walk away and say, oh, that's too heavy for me. I don't want to deal with it. We want short, concise, easy information, and that is how they're succeeding in doing what they're doing. That's why people aren't going or crying out and throwing up their arms and standing up and saying enough is enough. Now, there's a movement. There's a meeting on April 15th in the afternoon. You can go to SpokaneTeaParty.com. Basically, what's going on is there's a meeting of people who basically have the same constitutional principles as those that stood up at the Boston Tea Party: taxation without representation. It's essentially the spending or the use of our money without our voting permission. And that is exactly what's going on here. A few weeks back, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke was called to account by Congress for $2 trillion that he spent. Congress asked him, quote, can you tell us what you did with the $2 trillion? And Ben Bernanke's answer was, no, I don't have to. Folks, this is terrifying. Let me explain something. When Ben Bernanke creates and spends money at the Federal Reserve, if you are a taxpayer, he is creating a debt and he's putting it on your back. Now, the Federal Reserve can create debt out of thin air. They can spend the money with no permission of ours or accountability, and they slap the debt on our back. Folks, what have we done? What have we done in this country? 1792 Coinage Act in the Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Only Congress has the power to create money, and that money must be coined out of gold or an equal amount of silver. Anyone who debases that currency shall be put to death. What happened to that? We had the wildcat banks in the 1830s go bankrupt, of course, because the government let them produce money and without any accountability. 1860s, we had our first major bailout where the government came in to fix it all. They created their own paper money to back the wildcat banks. And from then on, they've been trying to gain control. And eventually in 1913, they did with the Federal Reserve Act. Now it's just run amok. He has no responsibility or accountability to tell us what he's doing with our money. And let me explain something else. Only 1 out of 6 Americans pays tax, okay? The other 5 out of 6 somehow are exempt. They're children, they're housewives, they're retired, they're on disability. I don't know what it is, but I know 1 out of 6 pays tax. This year alone, Obama is looking to create $10 trillion. That's where we're going to end up at. We're going to double our M2 money figure. We're going to have rapid inflation. And don't be fooled. He has no intention of fixing this economy. He has every intention of collapsing every major corporation in existence and nationalizing it into the government's hands. He made a proposal this week or last week to basically have the ability to analyze any large corporation. Large is an undefined figure at this point. And if our government doesn't feel the large corporation's being run properly or they're not profitable enough, Obama is proposing a bill that would just give the government the ability to seize the company and take it over and do whatever they want with it. Now, they say this is necessary regulation. Necessary regulation is free market enterprise. That's constitutional. And it must be understood that everything that you're witnessing in this world economically right now, or in the U.S. especially, is completely and totally unconstitutional. The only constitutional action that's taken place or should have taken place is the AIG officials should have got their bonuses because there was a contractual obligation there. The federal government should step in and say, I don't care what's going on. A contract is a contract. A word is a word. And good is good and bad is bad. And they're going to get their bonuses. Now, if you're outraged in an uproar over the $165 million in bonuses, do the math. $165 million in bonuses out of $185 billion. Now, $165 million in bonuses out of $185 billion in bailout money. First of all, the bonuses are about 1/11 or 1/200 of the bailout money. They're irrelevant, okay? Now, the bailout to AIG was $185 billion. The amount of money that Obama's created so far, well, let's add in his budget proposal. He's looking at $7 trillion. Now, he wants to create seven, or has already created half of that, but by April, we're into $7 trillion. $7 trillion to AIG's $185 billion is 38 times the money. Now, that's nothing to sneeze at, but let's just say the money given to AIG was 1/38 of what Obama's spent so far. Now, the bonuses of that were 1/1121st, okay? So we take 1121 times 38, 42,600, okay? The AIG bonuses are 1/42,600th of the overall money at hand. It's not an issue. It's a diversionary tactic. Don't fall for it. Focus right into the fire, folks. They got you looking away from the fire at an ember that blew away. No, you don't pay attention to that. You look this baby right down the barrel. The media is in on it, folks. It's just out of control. Know the truth is all I ask. Seek the truth no matter what the cost. We need to know. We can have some sort of a healthy revolt. America needs to stand up, number one. Number two, back to the basics. You've got to have your money in precious metals. The house of cards is going to collapse. This is simple economics. It's run amok. They created a system that's broken and does not work. Keynesian economics, it does not work. It lasted a long time because of Americans. Americans create wealth. They work hard. They have entrepreneurs. They had banks continuing to pump this stuff out. Folks, we're a great country. We did a phenomenal thing. We beat the odds for 70 years. Yes, we did. But right now, it's coming to an unraveling end. If you don't have every liquid penny that you own in precious metals, anything you don't have in precious metals is going to be gone. Number one. Number two, your precious metals values are going to skyrocket. I assure you that. In the next few years, it might be 3 months, 6 months, 6 years, 3 years, 18 months, I don't know. I believe that in the next year to two, we're going to see tremendous, huge growth. It's going to be inflation-driven, dollar collapse-driven, whatever. That's not the point. The point, it will create tremendous levels of wealth. You'll be blown away by the growth that takes place. But you can't watch it day to day and say, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. But you need to understand how minor the AIG thing is and how major the problem that Obama wants to create is. And you need to understand that he's not a fool standing up there taking directions from someone else. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's an incredibly wise man. He's got an agenda that's completely contrary to the American public, and he's executing it with the support of the media. Obama is scrambling to add as much debt as possible in the shortest period of time as possible. Why would he do this, we ask? It's simple. He wants to collapse the economies of the U.S. and the world to gain power and lots of it. He wants to move his elitist group of cronies into permanent positions of socialistic power. The worse things get, the better the prospects for socialism. Obama acts like he's trying to help these companies, but in reality, he wants them to fail so he can begin nationalizing these companies. This week, or last week, Obama proposed a bill allowing the U.S. government to seize any corporation that was not being run, quote, properly, and could potentially hurt an investor through loss. Well, folks, guess what? Investors lose money sometimes. That's a free market enterprise. First of all, this is unbelievable, and I can't believe I'm hearing it. Secondly, what does the government have to do with business? And since when has it become a crime to have a company go through rough waters? Does the government know anything about running a corporation? Even if they did, this proposal is absolutely terrifying and as far from free market enterprise as any government can get. This is ludicrous, but no one cares anymore. So few Americans are left that actually know what this country was founded on, what this country stands for, and what the Constitution actually says. If you ask anyone what the Constitution says, all that 95% of them will be able to tell you is about the First Amendment, the right to free speech. Free speech was the privilege to defend your country and speak the truth to make the country better. Freedom of speech was a protection of religious beliefs and opinions. Now, freedom of speech is viewed as a license to babble ignorantly and to be rude and belligerent. I realize I sound like an old lady, but no one takes pride in their oratory skills anymore. Our forefathers and the original generations of this nation took pride in their ability to philosophize and articulate well. It was a respected skill to speak eloquently. Now we have youth that dress, talk, walk, and act like they're mentally retarded, and it's a style. They wear shirts that go to their ankles and pants that sag below their knees. They put on chains and bracelets that look like something from an oil rig. They give everyone the stink eye, and they have absolutely no respect for anyone, especially the elderly or men of God. Where has this come from, and why do we tolerate it? I personally think it's because we raise our children on TV and foul music. Most young children spend more time in daycare than at home. Children that are older spend far more time in public schools than they do at home. This is where the battle comes into play. Our children's minds and hearts are being cultivated by the world. We tell ourselves that the so-and-so daycare or a certain daycare provider is a Christian, or the daycare is Christian, and therefore it's okay to dump our children off at the daycare for most of their waking hours. If anyone speaks against the American lifestyle of two-income families, two debt-laden cars in the garage, a boat, and a nice home with debt to the hilt, they're pushing too far. Folks, when will our self-indulgences end? Can we not see that what we have done to ourselves already? Our country's in shambles, and our government has been hijacked by a con artist. Our socialist president, Comrade Barack Hussein Obama, is the symptom of a much greater, deeply seated problem of immorality, apathy, and gluttony in this country. There is, quite frankly, a runaway train taking our government. Our president has authorized and had approved over $3 trillion in bailouts and stimulus plans. He's now pushing a $3.6 trillion budget through Congress, and the Senate and the media is giving him a free pass to do or say whatever he wants to do or say. No one wants America back. Everyone wants a gravy train with runaway debt that can never be repaid. We've lost our country, and I'm not sure we will ever truly get it back. Change that you can count on was Obama's slogan. And now, change is right, but folks, it's change for unnecessary. It's all government. If it isn't broke, it fix it till it is. That's what we're doing here, and I can assure you, we are heading down a very tough, brutal, wrong road. The outcome is obvious. Anyone who knows, knows. However, they take generation after generation after generation in the school system. They plug things in their head and program them and tell them socialism is good and this, that, and the other thing. And now we're just accepting it with almost a sense of gratitude and pleasure. We all agree that something needs to be done, and we all agree that someone needs to stand up. And what we need to do is prepare ourselves. Folks, I don't know who God's going to call forward or who God's going to call out to lead us, but someone is going to come to lead us to do the right thing. We need to be prepared and ready to go. The first thing we need to do is prepare our financial condition. Why? Because every single country throughout history that's collapsed or that exists has a central deity. That's what they worship. We dig up old, you know, archaeological digs. What was their god? What was their center of focus? It was this temple. It was this pillar. It was this Isis. It was the god of fertility. What is that in America? In America, it is Wall Street. It is the stock market. Everything is about that. All the news all day long. How's the stock market doing? How's your stock doing? Where do I put my money? It's we had a heyday and we're trying to get it back and it's not coming. Well, we are worshiping the wrong thing. Our eyes are in the wrong place and we're focusing on the improper thing. So what do? You get out, you get into a biblical form of savings and wealth preservation. You buy precious metals. You need to get everything out. Our God of this country, the stock market, is collapsing. It's going to come down. I've gone through all the details. Basically, hyperinflation is right around the corner. Place your money in precious metals and semi-numismatic coins. Let us build a portfolio for you. We'll get some nice Morgan dollars in there. We'll get some silver bars. We'll get some gold. We'll get some semi-numismatic gold. We'll build a nice portfolio. I understand the logic. I just want bullion, bullion, bullion. And then we say, well, here's some American gold eagles. No, I just want bullion. Well, an American gold eagle is bullion. And when you say you just want bullion and we show you bullion and you say that's not what you want, it tells us you don't know exactly what you're doing. So you should probably put your faith in us who have done this for decades. And we eat and sleep it continuously, and we're very analytical, and we watch the market closely, and we know what you should have. So take our word for it. Let us build a portfolio that will win. And let me also warn you, I was approached this week about this new wonderful offshore banking stuff, okay, in Belize. Sorry, folks, not gonna make it. These third world countries will not stand up against our government. Our Supreme Court ruled recently that UBS Bank in Switzerland has to give up all the information of Americans holding the numbered accounts there. Of course, they're not giving up the information, but they threw all the Americans out of their bank. They gave them 30 days to get out. I had personal customers that told me they went over there to pick up their gold or their cash. They had gold on deposit. And they used to have to go in and basically provide no information. They had some passwords and stuff. Now, in order to get it out, they had to give a passport. They had to give a driver's license. They had to give a social security card. They were in shock. Now it's all on record. The IRS is coming after these people for 20 years of what they call tax fraud or tax evasion. That's a scary situation. If you buy gold or silver, precious metals, and you store them properly, they're private, anonymous, transportable. They're the way God meant it to be. Another man can't control that. They can't, well, they can seize it if they find it, but they can't just hit the button on a computer and say, you no longer have gold. So I say gold is the one and only thing that we want. We want God's money. The Bible says, who can stand against the beast? Well, the beast is going to be one big computer system. So if you think you're going to hide your money in the computer somewhere and no one's going to find out, good luck. The other thing, ETFs, exchange traded funds, avoid them at all costs. There's the gold one. The proxy says specifically they can have gold or contracts or nothing. They can have third-party custodians that have no accountability or liability. It says they can lose the gold, they can short you gold, they can go bankrupt and you have no recourse. The silver ETFs are nothing but futures contracts. Avoid futures, avoid options. Lastly, some of these new auction services that are selling supposed name brand bullion, I can't remember the name, medallion bars or something like this. Folks, these bars that are going a little cheaper are made by private mints throughout the past. If they're not a name brand mint, you know, these fly-by-night companies no one has ever heard of, why do you suppose they're a little cheaper? Maybe they're not pure silver, okay? Be wise. Let us put you into name brand knowledgeable product. Whenever we start to chase down pennies, we step over dollars to save dimes, and it always ends up costing us. Coins Plus offers a full service. We offer everything you need to invest at the lowest margin, the lowest, most fair prices, the fastest delivery. Coins Plus can be reached in Spokane at 444-0044, outside Spokane toll-free, 877-TAP-COINS. We are puppets being controlled by the media. No one really knows what the problem or solution really is. The problem is that we have spent far too much money, and it's now all in the form of debt. We produce little or nothing, and we've borrowed from everyone everywhere at levels never seen before and impossible to correct without tremendous sacrifice and lifestyle adjustments. The problem is that we've let our morality slip lower than Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, as an example, drug companies are so powerful that they peddle drugs directly to the consumer so the consumer can demand these drugs from the physician. And yet if someone has a gram of marijuana, they can go to jail. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not pro-drug, but I'm totally against the civil rights violations of the drug war. As I said a couple weeks ago, this is from Nazi Germany, a quote from someone. They first came for the communists and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time no one was left to speak up. The FBI has a list of things that make us domestic terrorists. You're on there. If you're a Christian and you believe that the government's off whack, the budget's out of line, you're on the list. It's time. We're there. Be wise, prepare yourself, secure your finances so you're not tied into the system, and then begin to do something in a proper, non-violent manner. Thanks again for tuning into True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. Call Coins Plus at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll-free, 877-TAP-COINS. You can pick up our old shows on coinsplus.com. Thank you, take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.